Good morning. A mostly clear and dry start to the day, with lower humidity across interior New York and New England behind a cool front that passed through yesterday. High pressure building in will keep it mostly sunny throughout the day, and the humidity levels will stay much lower than in recent days, and high temperatures will come down a bit but still be on the warm side, with readings mainly in the lower 80s. Mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight and comfortable, lower to mid-50s for overnight lows, and it'll stay dry on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures back into the upper 70s. At this point, we'll watch a weak area of energy slide in from the northwest, which could touch off a scattered shower on Saturday, but these will be mostly isolated, and generally it will be dry to start the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back up toward the 80-degree mark. More energy will head our way on Sunday with a slightly better chance at scattered showers and a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 80 once again. A new trough of low pressure will settle into the region for the early part of next week, so we'll keep at least the chance of a few scattered showers in the forecast Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny, still plenty of dry weather with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving area of low pressure will continue to produce periods of very heavy rain across portions of the Mid-South. The heavy rain, in addition to the near historic rain that's already occurred across portions of the region, will likely worsen the dangerous flooding conditions occurring across portions of the southern areas of Arkansas and northern Mississippi. Heavy rain is also a concern farther east across much of the Tennessee and lower Ohio valleys into the Appalachians and Mid-Atlantic region as plenty of moisture spreads across the region. Meanwhile, scattered severe storms are likely during the afternoon and evening across portions of the northern plains. A strong area of low pressure is expected to intensify east of the Rockies. This system is forecast to help support the development of severe storms capable of producing very large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes from central Montana and eastern Wyoming into the Dakotas and Nebraska. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a northwest wind at 40, gusting to 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 33 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 55, 97% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 23 at Old Station, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, just the risk of a shower and highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 73, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 98 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 23 hundredths below normal, and 13.39 inches for the year, which is 2.31 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 96 set in 2008, and the record low 36 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Just a slight risk of a shower on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 80. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny around 80. A better chance at scattered showers on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days, with highs ranging from the 80-degree mark on Monday into the middle and upper 70s on Tuesday and lower to mid-70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.